It's unfair that I'm here and you are there. I feel short in the exchange. I'll show you mine. You walk away, I'm wearing mine. Out on my sleeve, you're wearing yours where I can't see. But I'll remember your face for years to come and wonder what you thought about when you got home. Like a kiss on the lips, come closer and I'll tell you exactly how it is. And I'm barely breathing, I'm moving ahead, but if I see you smile, it's gonna knock me dead. I'm stiff in my tracks, trying to recover from whatever drug you used to put me under.
But I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like the tiny bubbles. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. Where are we in? If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
was a party. Everyone is fair. Everyone will leave at exactly the same time. It's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be this much fun.
Thank you. and he walked to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, her martini, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces picked up for deliberation by the people listening in awe. By the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, I can hear the little ticky guy.
Take Stuck to my fingers, I've think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you. What a mess.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
up in Barcelona, heading south to Southampton, with the radio switching stations set on scan. Mark the people talking, held a tribute on my lap. Scan scores, ignore the war, and went back to thinking of crawling toward the leaves, crawling toward the leaves. If it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. Up against my wishes, boombox outside my door, like I've been awake a thousand times before. I was blind about science, the MC Rhyme Mad Cow, the morning doubt, the late Lance Loud, and the all new Three's crowd. Heading for the bees, crawling toward the bees. And if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. Was a gentle morning, and the first thing that I heard was daddy talking like I was a fool. Talking about evil, talking about God, much, much about that guy. Martin Sheen played in the dead zone. I'm heading for the bees, crawling toward the bees. Yeah, and if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you.
projecting our lives down to this planet Earth. And the stars are projectors, yeah, projecting our minds down to this planet Earth. Everyone wants a double feature. They wanna be their own damn teacher. And how all the stars are projectors, yeah, projecting our lives down to this planet Earth. All the stars are projectors, yeah, projecting out.